Begin the current daven sef the Shabbos daf kuf tezvav. Begin on an alpha. Begin the taste of a master. That begins the words of the Gemara. Kol kis v'akodesh. All the holy writings. Matzil nois from the adleika. V'chul you could save him from the fire, etc. Which Tosfos comes to qualify this teaching. And he says, "Amar ben Tam." He says, "The kula ha'pirkei. This whole parak that would give certain limitations about what he's allowed to save and what not is kishnuf l'adleika ba'isa 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 chutz. We're talking about the fire is in that house or in that courtyard." Because since the fire is there, it's about the ball who so he's for sure overwhelmed, he's all confounded. But he shows light, and you're going to let him do certain things, that's the chavu, he's going to come to put out the fire. And the fire should be more like the Muslim explained, and therefore, although certain things like saving food or whatever, like what's the problem? He's not doing any serum. No, we're concerned, we limit you to certain things. But says, place of the fire is in someone else's house, then mutla hasakol, you're allowed to save anything because since you're not in the state of Bahala, so in that concern, you're going to come to do any Issa Dereisa, and then we're not going to have the limitation that we spoke about, here in this paragraph. The next says, the master begins towards the Gemara, libid manda aman, nitnu licorice behind, according to the manda aman, that says you're allowed to read from them, so then kulam le plig matzion. No one's going to have it machlekes, no one's going to dispute that you're allowed to save it on Shabbos. Tais can explain that, and today's times, so then that would mean, by default, that we'll let us save all our farm because it is nitnul kasim. That is the Gemara Machlikas and Miram regarding kisva kodesh are written in Aramaic, some other language. Are you allowed to save it or not? So the Gemara says, oh, it depends. If you hold like the one that says you're allowed to read it, so then you're allowed to save it. Machlikas is only according to Mandama that ain't current behem. So Tez comes to explain based on that. So he says hashda b'hashda now is svam shalom matzilin. So that means to say all our farm you're allowed to save because in nitnul licorice then we are permitted to go ahead and read from them. And even though Tereshul HaPeh is not supposed to be written down, but Mishum Eis LaHashem, Heifer says Secha, which later on they said because it's a time to do for Hashem, it nullifies the Torah, where because that people are forgetting the learning, so they're able to write it down. Because the Mirman Zakan, like the Gemara says in Gittin of Samach Manal, where although you're not allowed to write down, let's say there it's from a part of a Sefer of a Navi, but when the Tzibur needs it and they can't go ahead and get the whole thing, so you're allowed to go ahead and write down the Sefer, the Aftarta of the Aftaras. So, and that's because of Islas Hashem Yefer says Safa. Here also, since you're allowed to write it, so the end, again, what's called, it's like the Mandamam, Nitna Likris Ben. So then, again, we would say, like the Tezim Maskal says, Kulam Likli, everyone would agree that you're allowed to save our swarm from a fire. Next Tezim Maskal begins the words of the Gemara, like Nitna Likris Ben, that you're not allowed to read from them. Which, like we said, the Gemara Machlikis Maram, we're going to kiss our Kaidish that it's written in other languages. Are you allowed to save it or not? That the Gemara says depends. It's only in the one who holds that you're not allowed to read from them. So Pirush Rashi, Rashi explains. It's from Shem Gamliel, the Paul Gimusin in Perikam in the Megillah, that he disagrees in the Mishnah in the first Perikam Megillah, the Chesmat Beis, that he says, the Av Svarim, that even the other Svarim, this, that there might be certain leniencies that you don't have to write in Lashon Kodesh, like Tir Sheikh, the Berli Yavon, the only head that the permissibility allowed was in Greek, but other languages not. So therefore, that we see that it's forbidden to go ahead and have in other languages. And if it's going to according to him, that we say the machlekes is that he holds linit likrisben. What bothers Tesis is, but actually, Reb Shmuel over there is only disagreeing regarding the writing, not regarding the reciting of it, regarding the kriya in it. So that's what Tesis brings, the pesher of Pyrus. He says, the hinder timer. Yeah, the reason is, kim linit only costs him, since you can't write it, so therefore also likrisben. Therefore, you're not allowed to read from it. Because anything that is supposed to be written, aslam ba'peh, you know, I say it by heart. And when it's not written in Lashon HaKodesh, even if you're reading it from the writing, it's like you're saying it by heart, because it wasn't written in Lashon HaKodesh. So therefore, that's the reason why, because you cannot write it, so it's not like written, so it's like ba'peh. But that's because it's difficult, because this doesn't qualify for the prohibition of, oh, things that are supposed to be written, you can't say it by heart. Because Kivin Shein Amr Lashon HaKodesh, since you're not saying it in Lashon HaKodesh, El Ba'is Lashon Kishen Kesubim, we're saying that it was written in some other languages, and that's what you're reading. So since the whole Isser to say Bahar is only when you say Lashon HaKodesh, when you say another language, there's no such problem. And where do we see this? Because the Ashur Lamem about Pet Targum, you allow to say Bahar, the Aramaic translation, because the Mitzvah of Rav Yisuf, like we find many times in Shas, Rav Yisuf said they are making translation, and Rav Yisuf was blind. And you see that it wasn't a problem for him to say Bahar, because he was blind because it was Targum. So Tosfos remains with that question. So then, why would it be the problem, like Reb Pyrus says, because Dvam Shevik Sabi Atar Shom Alpeh, if you're not really saying it, because it's not in Lashon HaKodesh. Continuing Tosfos Maslis begins with the Gemara Ilmis Yavanis. Tosfos comes to prove that this is going like a Behuda. The Gemara brought a Brisa that the Svarim are written in other languages, that even though you're not allowed to read from them, but you're allowed to save it from the fire. So Imre the Reis says that this Brisa that says that the Svarim written in Greek that you're not allowed to read from them is the Asik Rebbe Yehuda. The Asa Shar Svarim Lichtav Yivan, he says, even other Svarim are not allowed to be written in Greek. He only permits the Greek to be written for the Sefer Torah. It says Taisa, so that's what this price is going like. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbanan, Shara Af Bashas from they let actually even others from to be written in Greek, Kedam Perikam and the Megillah and Daf Tesmanav. So therefore, they would say that you wouldn't have this like we're saying here regarding Gibanis. It's only going according to Yehuda, who says that by Shara Svaram it's considered like Shara Lashon, which it's not supposed to be read in, and still was saying that you're allowed to save it. Kitinek says the master begins words the Gemara Biyadi Sefer Iyev Targum, and in his hand was a Sefer of Iyev that was translated in the Aramaic. Chayes proves from here that obviously the Targum of Ksuvim, even of the writings, were already done in the days of Tanaim, because the Gemara brings from Tanaim Rabbi Yisi with Umlil and the Tveria that he was sitting over there, and he had it translated Sefer Iyev. So it says to his mashma, it sounds like Shabbat Me'at Tanaim Kivaynas Targum Ksuvim, that already in the days of Tanaim he already had the translation of the Ksuvim, because that's what Iyev is, and Umlil was a Tana, was reading the translation. And says Tzvi Chaim Tanya Megillah, we learn the Brisa Megillah of Chav Halav and Beis, that even though it says we're going to create a Torah, you can't have two people translating the Aramaic translation; it has to be one. But we said the Megillah Bahal. But when you're reading the Megillah and saying Hal, Fil Asar Karin Masar Matagim, even if 10 are reciting and 10 are translating, that's permitted Masha Inki B'Torah in contrast to the Torah. But one thing we see is that they have the translation of the Megillah, which is also one of the Ksuvim. Avav Bishu Yendis and Loisah. So although Yendis and Zil did not make it, I think Moses says Masechtas Megillah. So maybe that wouldn't be definitive proof that it was already in the days of Tanoim, like you have granted in the Vim that Yonzim and Zil did, but it was subsequently made in the days of the Tanoim, as we're proving from our Gemara here too. And that's just Taisa Dulaikim, and therefore this is not like those who want to say the Targum Shal Ksuvim, that the Aramaic translation of the Ksuvim, Rabbi Yisuf Asar Rabbi Yisuf did, and that before him there wasn't. Here we see that no, obviously it was here already in the days of the Tanoim.